From our second reading this morning, in the book of Revelation, John looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne, the saints. How does one attain sainthood? In the hagiographies of the Christian churches, there are listed well over 10,000 saints. That does sound like a great multitude, doesn't it? Actually, it is not very much at all when you compare it to the estimated 117 billion or so humans who have ever lived on this planet since the time of Jesus. The percentage of saints is less than 1%. So what makes them special? What makes them saints? Is it the strength of their faith? Did they perform miracles? Maybe it was their work for justice and peace or caring for those in need. Perhaps it was their depth of prayer. Maybe it was their suffering and martyrdom. On this Feast of All Saints, I ask this rhetorical question. Who and what is a saint for you? I think we tend to see the saints not only as someone, but also something other than ourselves. They're God's overachievers, the superheroes of the kingdom, perfectionists who are really perfect. We often separate the saints from ourselves. In a way, even the church promotes this kind of hierarchy and preeminence. We have All Saints Day for the really good people, and we also have All Souls Day for the rest of us. But what if sainthood isn't about a promotion from soul to saint? What if it's not about being a kingdom superhero or an overachiever for God? Maybe it's simply showing up and living as fully, as authentically as we can in this great ordeal that we call life. Here's why I say that. In today's second reading, the great multitude that no one can count is described as those who have come out of the great ordeal. The great ordeal. I kind of think you know what that's like, don't you? Haven't you been through great ordeals in your lives? I have. I've been through the great ordeal of a divorce, the death of our oldest daughter, and that of my partner for 43 years. I've been through the ordeal of losing a job and been through the great ordeal of falling in love. I've been through the great ordeal of my failures, my disappointments, my regrets and guilt, just to name a few. And I suspect that you have been through similar great ordeals in your lives. Those and a thousand other things like them are the great ordeals of our lives. Life itself is a great ordeal. The great ordeal is never complete, but it is ever in process. Our ordeals are more than just challenging, difficult, or painful times, though they often are those things. They are invitations to grow up and take responsibility for our lives. Our great ordeals call us forward and ask us to clarify our priorities, our values, and what really matters to us. They teach us about ourselves. Show us what we need, what we desire, and what we hope for. The great ordeals enlarge our lives, soften our hearts, and open our eyes. They're not events, but an ongoing process of becoming who and what we most fully can be. They happen in relationships to others and connect us to something larger and beyond ourselves. The saints are not perfectionists or superheroes or overachievers. They're the ones who live the great ordeal of life to become more fully themselves. They were true to themselves. And in so doing, they discovered their gifts, their passions, values, strengths, opportunities by which they offered themselves to others and the world. I think that's what we see in the saints, but it's never easy, and it's often painful. Becoming more fully ourselves may just be the greatest ordeal of life. It's how we deepen our relationships with others. It's the only thing by which we can measure or judge our lives. And so the saints surround us with their presence and prayers and guidance and encouragement to become not like them, but more like ourselves. And that's the question that the saints hold before us today. If you are not truly you, why not? What gets in your way? We too are part of that great multitude that no one can count. Let's not count ourselves out. Amen.